This is my audio boom for day 17, and I'm hoping to take you with me to Bury, where I'm going to see a guy called Bob Fox perform. This will be a good evening's work for Hope, because we've got to get two trams to get to Bury, and then we've got to get back again. I was going to go to my friend Martin's house and stay there the night, but I've decided not to, and I'm going to be heading back home to Alice once the evening is finished. Now, we've got a little pub car park, which she sometimes overshoots, and she hasn't. Good girl, forward. Sometimes not to stop a dog and prevent it from making a mistake, because I know that tactile is coming up. Good girl. Good. Four. Thank you. Find the button. Where's the button? Where's the button? Go find it. Yeah, good girl. That's it. Good. She's sat looking up at it, and now she's put her paws on it. Clever girl. Wait. Come back. Good girl. So we're on Eccles High Street now. And this is kind of how close I live to town. So as you can see, it's only a kind of 10, 15 minute walk, which is good. The only thing about this, like a lot of high streets, it's flat. There aren't any curbs. And it's kind of shared surface in part. Good girl. There's times of day when cars can't go down. There's times when it can, and it gets very silly. Okay, left to the ramp, Hope. Left to the ramp. Good, left to the ramp. Could be one coming. We'll soon see. We'll get off. Good girl, well done. Good girl. Good girl. Come on then. Let's go find the seat. Good girl. Should we see if the one behind us is free? There's not a lot of room in that one. Let's try this one here. You want to get in, sweetie? In you go. Come on, turn round. That's it, well done. Hope used to make me laugh when we got into trams, because she would go into the enclosed space, but her head used to face the wrong way, like in towards the window. And she hadn't worked out kind of how to turn herself around. That's quite funny. So now we've got, well, 20 minute ride or so to Cornbrook, where we change trams, and this is us just about to set off.
This is a service to Ashton via Piccadilly. The next stop will be Ladywell.
So I've gone on to this square because I've been told I can stay on the same side and catch a ferry tram.
Yeah, there we go. We're there.
wait for the tram to Bury. We had a bit of a delay starting off at Eccles. So it's 7 o'clock now. Hopefully the Bury tram will come soon. So we're now on the second tram, just a 14 minute wait at St Peter's Square, and we're now on the tram to Bury. So they were right, you just stay on the same side. That was really good. Here we are towards Bury. Good girl. I have actually. Are we going to go left or right?
So stairs down? Or stairs or escalator?
Escalator's fine.
Stairs?
Yeah, escalator or upstairs, yeah.
Then right a bit.
Oh, and then right a bit here. Steps out. Good girl. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, it depends where the tram stops as to which way you turn at Bury, you see.
Yeah,
it stopped right by the steps today. But sometimes you have to go a different, you know, sometimes you go left and sometimes you go right, so... steps. That's good. Okay, up again. Good. Straight on. Straight. Straight on. Good girl. Straight on to the way out. Good girl. Okay. Forward. So this is us outside the station. Good girl. Crossing over the bus lanes. Good girl. Through the bus station. Straight on. Straight. Straight, Hope. Good. Forward. Straight across. Straight across. Left. Hang on. No, it might be one more actually. Let's carry on straight. Girl. Good girl. You got it. Now we should be on Market Street. I hope. And the Met should be along here in about 200 paces. With any luck, we're going to pass the automatic restaurant, which I quite like, in a bit. We've been there and had some nice steaks and things. Yep, we're doing good. I recognise that little crossing. Now we should be along here somewhere. I'll listen for the restaurant. And the theatre should be next door. I'm going to ask someone here. Excuse me?
Yeah?
Am I anywhere near the Met?
Yeah.
Centre?
Just come in front now where we are. There's two big steps.
Can I come up here?
Do you
need to go round?
Drop to link my arm.
Yeah, okay.
Going up now.
Yeah. I'm right by it. Excellent.
There you are.
Thanks a lot. That's brilliant, thank you. Well done, Hope. How are you, Avis? You all right?
Absolutely fine.
Excellent. Yeah, it is that.
I've come to see Bob Fox.
Make it. Are you going to come up the steps or are you going up in the lift?
Oh, stairs are fine, yeah.
Okay,
then.
Yes, it's upstairs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just bear with me 1 second. Sure.
Yes.
Do you mind helping
Donna
upstairs?
Oh,
thanks,
Andrew,
Sean.
Is Andrew
all right?
Okay,
yep. I'm starting off with a song that I normally start off with to see if you're going to join in with me, because a lot of the songs have got little bits for you to join in with. Some of them have got long bits for you to join in with. So this is my multi-purpose starting song that always gives me a reasonably good idea as to how much you're going to join in the choruses. It's a great old Ewan McCall song. Ewan McCall, who his 100th birthday would have been this year. And he was very influential on me when I first started to sing. And one of the reasons I got the job as songman in Warhorse was because of my experience at singing story type song. So this is a song that comes from the very first radio ballad. It's about a bloke who wants to be an engine driver in the days of steam, and how you couldn't just suddenly become an engine driver. You had to go through quite a long apprenticeship, and the first job that you would have would be maybe working in the engine sheds, polishing the engines, making tea, sweeping up, tidying up, stuff like that. Then you would get to become a footplate man, and you would work alongside the driver for a long time, and then you would get to become an engine driver. Comes after the second verse, and it goes, you're a sweeper upper, brewer upper, shovel swinger, spanner bringer, steam raiser, fire dropper, general cook and bottle washer. The second bit comes after the fourth verse, so it's swing your shovel at the double, watch the clock and give her a rock, steam raising, sweat running, back aching, bone shaking. And the third bit comes after the sixth verse. We're the loco drivers, early risers, lodging turners, mile burners, 11 quid a week earners. Now, I get the feeling you might not sing all of those bits. So there is an easier thing you can do. You can listen very carefully to the last line of every verse and then sing it straight back. It's always something dead easy like, we are the boys who keep the engines rolling. And if you want to join in but you don't think you can do any of those bits, right, I've arranged it with that kind of steam trainy rhythm. So if you maybe would just like to make steam train noises at appropriate moments, that would be fantastic. I often ask for steam train noises. I usually regret it, because all I ever get or ghosts and snakes. Can I just hear some steam train noises? Okay, ghosts and snakes. This is called the Song of the Iron Road. Oh, the Iron Road is a hard road and the work is never ending. And you work a night and day. rise as the logic turns, mild learners, 11 quid a week earners. Actually went to see Warhorse?
Yeah.
Lots, lots. Did you see it in Salford?
Yeah.
Or wherever Salford is from here. We did, getting for 18 weeks in Salford. The story, briefly, for those who don't know it, it's not really a story about the First World War. It's a story about relationships. And mainly it's a relationship between a young lad called Albert Narricot and a foal that grows up to be a full-size horse, Joey. The inspiration for the story by Michael Mapogo was a painting that hangs in the village hall in Iddesleigh, where Michael moved to many years ago. And it was a painting of the horse Joey with the signature on the bottom of the artist, Captain James Nichols, who was one of the major characters in the play. And the story is that there are two brothers, two parts of the family, Ted and Arthur. Arthur went to fight in the Boer War. Ted stayed at home to look after the farm. Ted's kind of looked upon as being a bit of a coward and a bit of a drunkard. But Ted's son Albert and Arthur's son Billy are cousins and friendly. But Ted can never see Arthur getting away with anything. And when they go to the auction, Arthur bids on this on a little foal, a riding horse, and Ted can't stand the idea of Arthur winning this horse, so he bids and bids, and it all gets out of hand, and Ted actually wins the horse, and it's useless to him because it's a riding horse and it's useless in the farm situation. My role as songman in the play is a very strange one. It's a kind of everyman figure, and it's like a bit like a Greek chorus, and songman is not seen by anybody else in the story, so I'm able to wander around the stage and then just comment musically or drive the action forward musically. And one of the things that songman is used for is to indicate the passage of time. And it's used beautifully in this song that John wrote called The Snow Falls. This is a section in the play where young Albert and the young foal are just getting to know each other and growing up together. And for every verse in the song, and this is the song that references John Barleycorn, for every verse in the song, about 5 years time passes by. It's got a really lovely chorus. The chorus goes, and the snow falls, the wind calls, the year turns round again, and like Barleycorn who rose from the grave, a new year will rise up again. So it goes like this. And the snow falls, the wind calls, the year turns round again, and like Barleycorn a new year will rise up again. And we'll try. And the snow falls, the wind calls, the year turns round again. And like Barleycorn, and like Barleycorn, who rose from the grave, a new year will rise up again. Through like the reaper, the old year lies withered and slain, and like Barleycorn who rose from the grave, a new year will rise up again. Thank you. wager a handful of guineas against all of the songs he can sing. That someday you'll love and the next day you'll lose, and winter will turn into spring.
You can probably hear, I'm now on a tram going back home. There was a bit of a delay at Bury. We got onto a tram, but the vehicle was out of service because somebody was very drunk and had collapsed in the vehicle, so it couldn't go anywhere. But a very kind tram driver came and told me that the tram was going to be on the opposite platform, so he showed me around there. But what an absolutely fantastic, fantastic gig. And I took the time to speak to Bob afterwards, and what a lovely man he is. I don't know how I could have missed his singing over all these years. And Martin Conway will be very sorry he didn't come. Scrim 11 will be quite sad as well, because I didn't ask him to come to this, and I should have done. Because there was a whole load of stuff about the First World War, which he would have absolutely loved. Hey Ho, I was really pleased with Hope before. I mean, as I was, I said earlier, I think if she'd been trained in a guide dog school, they probably wouldn't have used her because, you know, she was very lacking in confidence and things for a while there. She showed all the classic signs, kind of stopping short on down curbs and different things. And, you know, through a bit of patience on my part and working things through with her, because don't forget she was, you know, when she came back from medical detection dogs and everything and stuff, she was, you know, quite mixed up and confused about where she ought to be and, you know, stuff like that going on. But she's only been to the Berry Met once before, and she stopped, and that's when I asked somebody where the Met was, and she'd taken me right to it, which was good. And then on the way back, I wasn't quite sure. There's a little crossing you've got to find that takes you over to where the trams are. And she just... I kept asking her to find right, and she carried on walking and ignoring me because I was asking her too soon. And she found the right crossing, took me over, found the steps in the tram station, and looked on both platforms, found the one with the trap on, straight onto a tram. Now, I mean, I know that guide dogs do that all the time. That's what their job is. But, you know, to see her doing it and not batting an eyelid, it's a big thing for her. You know, it shows how much she's come on this year. And although she's still my silly little chocolate machine, she, you know, she can take work seriously now when she wants to, which is absolutely fantastic. So I've got to sit here now for a half hour till we get to St Peter's Square, and then I'll be changing trams. It was 20 past 10 when I left the Met, but I've been waiting at the Met station for quite a while due to the tram being out of service. So we'll see what time it is when I get to Peter's and how quickly I can get a connection back to Eccles. So I'm just stood at St Peter's Square now, waiting for my Eccles tram, which somebody's just told me is in 8 minutes. I don't have to cross the platforms, I just stay on this side and wait. So that's all good. Well, I had to wait about 10 minutes at St Peter's Square for the Eccles tram, which I've now been on for a fair bit of time. And we just passed Broadway, we've been through Media City and round the quays, and hopefully in a few stops time we'll be arriving at Eccles. So here we are, back where we started, walking home. I don't know what time it is. I'm guessing it must be getting on for 12 o'clock. But I'm on Barton Lane again now, so I'm nearly home. I managed to resist the Wetherspoons, which was still open, and I could have loved a pint of Guinness, but tried to be good, being on this Cambridge, so I've not had one. And then the pizza place was open as well. Oh, but I didn't go in there. I was good. Here's my road. Hope's wagging furiously because she knows she's near home. Good girl. Forward then. We're just crossing over to the other side. Good girl. And we're nearly there. We've been out for a good while, so clever girl, well done. She just found our gate. Clever girl. Come on, Mitch, we'll take you for a wee. So anyway, that's my little journey, folks. I hope if you've got this far that you've enjoyed it, and I'll speak to you all again very soon.